Fattoush serves a lot of hummus and falafel. But this casual, everyday eatery in the Marigny is a Turkish restaurant. So, if you approach it like your typical kebab joint, you're in for a surprise. Instead of pita, you get pide, formed either into crusty round rolls for dipping, or as flatbread, stuffed with lamb or vegetables like long open-faced calzones. Dolmas might be the usual stuffed grape leaves, or they might be stuffed bell peppers. And if the familiar moussaka served at local Greek restaurants resembles lasagna, the Turkish version, served at Fattoush, is more like a casserole of thinly sliced vegetables, awash in olive oil, lemon, and ground beef, and baked under a tangy cap of bubbling kashkaval cheese. But perhaps the biggest surprise for first-time visitors is Fattoush's setting inside the healing center. After all, this is traditional Turkish food in a non-traditional setting. The Healing Center is a sprawling new multi-purpose complex on St. Claude Avenue that's also home to an organic grocery, a bookstore, a music club, a fitness center, wellness and self-improvement programs, the offices of local nonprofit agencies, a police substation, and a voodoo shop. With its multimodal design, its abundant whitewashed open spaces, and the craft tables and art displays that so frequently turn up in its atrium, the Healing Center seems like the student union from a mid-sized university plunked in the center of St. Claude Avenue, that gritty, though now increasingly artsy, commercial strip running here between the Marigny and St. Rock neighborhoods. Fattoush may be unique for New Orleans, but it seems to fit well in the Healing Center's unique setting. Up front, there's a sunny coffee shop with a sandwich menu and a case of pastries, while the main restaurant is in back, under a drop ceiling partially camouflaged by a fleet of paper lanterns. There's a circular flow to the Healing Center, so sit down with a plate of imam balyidi, an aromatic Turkish classic of pan-fried eggplant filled with peppers, tomatoes, and onions, and you might see yoga students with neatly rolled mats cutting through the dining room. People are always studying here or convening small meetings over plates of grilled squid and lamb chops or with cups of tea and honeyed squares of baklava. Fattoush is the nickname of proprietress Fatma Aydin, a native of Turkey who has operated restaurants around New Orleans for close to 30 years, starting with the Mona Lisa restaurant, the French Quarter pizza joint she opened back in the 1980s while still in college. Her chef, Haki Erse, is also Turkish, and he runs his kitchen with a modern sensibility. Meats are sourced from local farmers, and Erse even grinds beef and lamb together for his own house-made gyros. The result, piled in crisp-edged slices on those crusty pide rolls, has a little more flavor than the standard processed gyro, and a great deal more satisfaction for people who care to track the origins of their meals. Fattoush is a new kind of restaurant for its neighborhood, though it seems in sync with downtown's momentum. The unaccustomed sight of 20-somethings just openly using laptops at Fattoush's cafe tables right there on the sidewalk of St. Claude Avenue could stop more traffic than the Press Street tracks. But change is everywhere around here these days, even on the gyro spit. Learn more at wwno.org.